Welcome back to episode number 24. This one is entitled Wait and Be Silent. Thank you for joining us. It's been a minute and I really miss this. Let's begin. Moses just led the people into the wilderness, and the Egyptians are pursuing them. They cried out to the Lord as they should, but they did not wait for an answer before they started complaining to Moses. They had what some will call a slave mentality that is prevalent in us even now. God had done amazing miracles and feats up to and including killing the firstborn of all the Egyptians who did not follow the commandment of the Lord. Accordingly, the distinction between the two groups was made in astonishing ways. Yet they were still easily discouraged, even after seeing these impossible acts that could only be effectuated by the Creator of heaven and earth. Dare I say that this is me at times. Throughout my life, I have been aware that my father was there, consistently from the beginning. But as soon as a situation comes up, my flesh forgets his mercy, and consequently, I run and attempt to figure out my own solution. Hence, I have come to the realization that this is secondary to selfishly wanting a different outcome. My father knows what is expedient for me, what will prosper me, what will not hurt me. I am being truthful because he lives in me and knows me better than I know myself. Nevertheless, I am literally a child throwing a tantrum. I can't see beyond the result that I want. This reasoning almost always leads to trouble, complications that further delay and possibly even prevent the blessing that he has for me. Conversely, Moses told the people to stop being afraid. The Amplified Version says, "Take your stand, be firm and confident and undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you while you only need to keep silent and remain calm." Moreover, I needed to write this and make it plain. Considering when I try to take even the simple task into my own hands, it is not profitable without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Admittedly difficult for me, I am attempting to be consistent writing out my thoughts, as the Spirit has admonished me that I have been, but not in a consistent manner, and therefore it should not be that hard. So here goes. Remember that when the people called to the Lord, he answered the Israelites saying, "Why are you crying to me? Move forward." Contrarywise, he answered Moses according to his faith, and Moses was told how to move forward. Now let me give you the revelation given to me by the Spirit. As I continued to read prior to the Lord destroying the Philistine army, he changed positions. Now, this is awesome. Let me explain. When there was no danger present, the Spirit of the Lord was in front of them, guiding them. Just the opposite, when the perils were approaching their enemies, he moved from in front of them and stood behind them. The Egyptians were allowed to follow them by day, but at night, while the Israelites were resting, and this is the distinction, the light of the fire was only given to the Israelites. For the Egyptians, there was a stark darkness that allowed the Israelites to recover and refresh. This light, which would have been easier to see at night than the cloud by day. This light that the Egyptians was unable to see, no matter how close they were to the Israelites. This just shows that God is truly a shield and buckler, and there are so many more implications. Thank you again for joining us for Words Accompanied by the Spirit. an entity of benevolent woman. Please like the website, subscribe to the blog and the podcast. And we thank you and ask that you be blessed according to God's will for your life. Thank you.